Welcome to the Sportscast, April 15th, 2019. Happy Tax Day. If you haven't yet, please subscribe in all our channels, YouTube, Periscope, iTunes, and Facebook. Please like our Facebook page. And if you're in iTunes, please subscribe, leave a rating and a review, all in that order, and it will help us out tremendously in the rankings. Visit us on thesportscast.net for the latest news on sports. We have an article about one of the Alabama players, and also the Masters as well. The Masters, speaking about the Masters, Tiger Woods has won the Masters after 15 years of being, not able to win it. But to talk to us a little bit about it, our very own Victor Orocho, welcome back to the Sportscast.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it. I enjoy your show.
Appreciate it very much. I think the biggest story of this weekend had to be Tiger Woods winning the Masters, and it was probably bigger than the NBA playoffs.
The NBA playoffs was like irrelevant to Tiger winning the Masters. They said that the ratings on the Masters went through the roof. So, you know, it was just incredible, incredible, incredible where he came from. You know, did you know he was 780th in the world last year?
Yeah, I know. That's remarkable.
Okay. People counted him out. I mean, it's hard for me to say this because everybody always loves to forget things you say that come true in the future. And that's not to say that I wasn't wrong sometimes, but you know, I called it a long time ago. You know, don't confuse yourself. Golf is a sport you could play real late. He was great early. Now, he had some serious problems with his back and obvious personal problems, but that goes to tell you, you know, I mean, I'll let you go with some questions, but that goes to tell you to the mental mindset of a great athlete or a successful person.
Woods completed a comeback from personal and professional adversity on Sunday, capturing his fifth Masters title and his 15th major tournament with a victory that snapped a decade-long championship drought and instantly returned him to the top of the sports world. It was monumental triumph for Woods, a come-from-behind victory for a player who had so much wrong on the course and off after his personal began to come apart on Thanksgiving night in 2009. Of course, this was a monumental win for Tiger. Did you see him focused? I mean, how bad do you think he wanted this?
Yeah, I can't imagine any great athlete going out there saying how bad they want it. But, you know, I don't think Tiger, you know, Tiger is a competitive player. I just think that he's so great. I mean, this is just me speculating, okay? I'm answering your question. So I just think that he's so great. Once he started feeling in the groove, he started feeling in the groove. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah.
When it was like he was in the zone. That was it. He knew it. It was over. To the point that some of these guys are saying that he started staring down the other players and, you know, the Tiger Woods fear factor. I mean, when he was at his greatest, remember, people were trying to, you know, once Sunday came, you better not be only one or two strokes ahead of Tiger because he's coming, right? When in his heyday, if you were, you could be in the lead by two or three strokes, you still had to worry, right? So every time the crowd would roar, it would put some panic in them. But I don't know if it did it to all of them, but that's what the whole story this morning was on the news, was how he started, you know, there was some element of intimidation. And, you know, it's golf. It's not like you can, how far you can intimidate someone. But, I mean, just to say, hey, dude, my game is on. So I just thought it was interesting the way that turned down. I just felt he was in the heat. Everything he felt was in the zone.
It was his 15th major title, his first in almost 11 years. I really do think, with Tiger, I think this is a huge thing for him. People are saying maybe he cannot win it next year, but only time will tell. You know, let's take it one turn.
Win what next year?
Win the Masters again next year.
That's just a stupid comment. Whoever says that, I just hope you have listeners that if they're hope your listeners aren't that stupid to say something like that. You know, it's like, you know, you win the Masters is hard enough to win. That's why there's not that many that win it. He's chasing Jack Nicklaus. That's what everybody said. He's always said it. He just didn't think, he wasn't sure if he'd ever come back from it. You know, the personal stuff is the personal stuff, but I think he had some doubt in his mind because of his back. I mean, he had his back is fused. It's not like he was just hurt. I mean, he had serious back surgery.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah.
But now that he came back, and he's going after Jack. So, but my point being is, I don't know if he's going to win it next year. I think it's just stupid.
It's too early.
My point
being is, we can't speculate.
It's like winning a Super Bowl championship and saying you're going to win it again next year. Winning an NBA championship, you're going to win it again next year.
Yeah, you're not going to win it.
You just don't know that. It's just one of the greatest.
We do know the Patriots are going to win it next year.
No, you don't know that. You know they're going to be in the playoffs. You don't know they're going to win it
without Gronk.
You know, but the deal is, but the deal is, you got to remember though. Now it's really not about him winning the Masters of next year. It's just that's just a stupid statement or comment,
yeah,
and not of
him.
You of any other. I'm talking about the next major. Is you know
yeah.
He just has to keep performing well. That's how I look at it. Right? It doesn't mean you know because I just think that when these guys become great. It's almost like they can't make a mistake. They can't fall off, right? He's lost his touch. It's like when, you know, if we'll get into the playoffs next, it's like, what's my buddy name? Klay Thompson. You know, Klay Thompson went like 0 for 24 one time from the three and then forget it, lit it on fire. You understand?
Yeah.
So golf is the hardest sport I've ever played in my life.
What pedigree? Will you put Tiger? Mm-hmm. I mean, is he up there with one of the greatest athletes in the world, with Michael Jordan, Lance Armstrong?
Yeah, no doubt. For me, yeah. You know, it's funny because you know Stephen A. I think it's him. He was the one. He says like golf isn't a sport, and that's kind of you know I guess that's his feeling. But no way, man, that thing. I remember the first time I hit a bucket of balls, my hand, and I played football. My hamstrings are sore.
Yeah, definitely.
You there?
You know, yeah. I mean, yeah. Golf
you know,
is. I haven't played golf. It seems like you've played some few tournaments.
I played golf. You know, I'm not good. I can tell you that. I tell you though, it's a game. One of those games that'll bring you back when you do hit a good shot. I'm a good putter. But you know, some of the rest of the game is too hard to me. This is what makes golf so hard, right? Mm-hmm. Is the fact that, you're competing. It's the only sport you penalize yourself. You call a foul on yourself.
Yeah.
You get it? And then the field itself is never the same. And then the elements come into play. Then you play on the same course, and the greens are fast. The greens are slow. That's hard.
Yeah. Well, anyways, anything else before we move on to the NBA?
No, just for me, I think it's great for Tiger. I think it was great, you know, when he won his first Masters, he was there with his dad, and they hugged each other.
Yeah.
And then when he won this one, he was with his son, and they were there hugging each other. I just think it was a great day for sports, and I think it's a great day for golfers. When Tiger's playing and he's playing well, you know, the golfers today make a lot more money than they did before Tiger got on the scene.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
Yeah. And I think they're the most well-paid athletes in any other sport.
Dude, he won $11 million in a week.
And I think he got $2 billion
stock. That's the first, right?
Yeah, that's the first. And another observation everyone was talking about this weekend was about his new girlfriend, how she looked different from his previous girlfriends. I got that a lot.
That's funny, yeah, because a lot of his ex-girlfriends were, like, blonde or something. I don't know what his new girlfriend, but, you know.
The same person.
I like staying out of athletes' personal life. You know, I think it's just like impossible. I just stay out of the personal life. You know what they do. You know, as long as there's no, you know, physical situations taking place, stay out of their lives. Nobody's, you know, nobody's perfect. I mean, you know, I'm a spiritual Christian guy, and you know, but you can't say people in Christian, in the spiritual, you know, realm, they've all sinned, you know. So yeah, you know, I don't want to get too much into that, but I'm just saying, just lead their personal lives. Yeah, you got kids, you got to worry about and stuff. Not you. I'm just saying, we're talking about the public. That's all.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, after all that mess with him with drugs and everything, I think this is a good good time to have a redemption. He's only 43. I just realized that. I thought he was 55 or something.
No, dude, I'm telling you, he's young.
Yeah, he's so much ahead of him.
He's young.
Golf players can play till they're 80.
How old is Brady?
Brady's about 41, maybe 42.
Okay, great. Which sport is harder? I mean, tougher.
I think football.
On the body and... Okay, no doubt. So if you're going to tell me Tiger doesn't have a lot more in him, that was my whole point about what I started before. He was so great so early, and then they're counting him out. I go, you know, other than his back, this is still golf.
Yeah.
And I'm not downplaying it because it's super hard, but he was that great, so he's just got to get back into that muscle memory. That was my point. You understand? He'll definitely play golf longer than Brady's going to play football.
Let's jump into the NBA. One of the biggest shockers this weekend was the Brooklyn Nets defeating the Philadelphia 76ers 111-102. Is this a series that Brooklyn has a chance to win, or this was just a game one fluke?
I think every team has a chance to win, but I don't think it was that surprising. They were playing really good late in the season. I mean, they're some of that young talent was what's his name, D'Angelo Russell.
Yes,
right.
D'Angelo Russell had 26 points.
I mean, they're on fire. I mean, you know, when you get a young group and somebody starts rising like that, I mean, remember, nobody knew who Dwayne Wade was.
No one knew. Well, maybe the Heat front office did. Like, they probably.
Of course. There's a difference between front office and stuff, but, you know, you and I are talking to the fan base, right?
Yeah, exactly.
We're not in the back office, right? No different. So, but my point being is, Philadelphia's too good. I don't know if they're going to be able to beat them right now out of seven games, right?
Yeah.
I'm number one. And number two, they're, you know, still young. But, you know, as long as I like to see the good games. You know, I want to see them do well.
Yeah.
I wasn't really that surprised in that first game, to be honest with you.
Do you think the Sixers might bounce back and win?
It's just the way I saw them play late in the season. I'm sorry?
Do you think the Sixers might bounce back and win it?
Well, I'm sorry. You know, you and I have different views of sports. When you have a game, it's the best out of seven, right?
Yes.
Okay, so to me, that's not bouncing back. That's not a bounce back, right? You know, I don't consider that a bounce back, right? I consider it a game. You bounce back when you're down 2-1, 3-1. You know, to me, that's when you're starting to bounce back. When you lose one game, you can play the next game. You know, that's why, you know, I can always, brother-in-law and I used to always argue about baseball. He was a big baseball guy, but I'll take it since we're talking about basketball. It's the same thing, you know. Technically, they state the best team, the true best team wins because you're playing the best out of seven, right?
Right.
That's what the philosophy is. But, you know, being a warrior in sports, like everybody wants to call it, when you go, it's game day, put your face on, focus. Well, when you go into, you know, you go into a battle, you know, you may not make it out of that battle. That's why I love football. It's the greatest team, the greatest players who play the greatest game win that day. It's over.
Yeah. Next series, the Magic.
So that's not a bounce back. I think Philadelphia will start playing a lot better, or it woke them up. But Philadelphia is a tough team right now.
The Magic upsetted the Raptors 104-101. Really surprising game, and of course, people are saying Magic has had a good second half of the season. What do you think about this one? Was this another interesting series here going to develop?
I think it was okay. I mean, they won on the last second 3-point shot, right?
Yeah,
last second 3-point shot. I mean, it's still tough to make. So, I think the Raptors are just gonna. It's going to piss them off, and they're going to come back flying.
Yeah, I mean, Raptors are loaded. They got Kawhi Leonard. They got
Gasol. Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, they're going to be mad.
Yeah, yeah. They're going to come back and bounce back. But
they're going to be mad.
This might go a seven-game series.
First of all, they're probably mad that it was a close game. But then to get beat on a last-second three-point shot,
that's tough.
That is – somebody got reamed because someone let them shoot, right? So all I'm saying to you, they're going to come back. That one was easier for me than Brooklyn and 76ers.
Let's get back to the Spurs, to the West. Spurs versus the Nuggets. Spurs defeated the number two Nuggets.
Yeah.
Which last year, Nuggets, you know, didn't make it to the playoffs. Now they're like in the second seed. So we'll see if the old Spurs are going to come through.
You and I talked about that, though. Remember?
We did.
I told you, I said the Spurs are tough, man, only because Popovich, he's got to be one of the greatest coaches. I mean, you know, I mean, just I'm sad that Kawhi did what he did, because the Spurs were just they kept building a generation after a generation. It started with Robinson, then Duncan, then Parker, then Ginobili. You know what I mean? They just kept rolling.
Yeah.
So you know, again, out of a seven-game series, it could be tough, but the Spurs always scared me. The Heat aren't in it, and the Spurs still scare me.
You think the Spurs might pull out of the series?
They scare me, dude. It's just one of those teams. Remember, like, you made fun of me picking Kansas, right?
Yeah.
And a lot of people did, but everybody they picked was just as bad. Because nobody got the winner. Nobody picked Virginia except for people from Virginia.
Yeah.
By the way, back to Tiger real quick. Did you know that they cleaned up Vegas? Did you know that? It was like 15-1 odds.
I heard a lot of people made some money this week, yeah.
They said it was in the millions Vegas lost.
Wow.
But anyhow, back to the Spurs. Again, they're just a good ball team, coached very well. And when they can sneak out one game away, right, because they played away, right?
Correct. Yeah, in Denver. Yeah.
Yes, my point, when you can get a win, when you're a low seed and you can get a win away, that's big. But it's, you know, even though everybody, you know, there's other teams I may not have mentioned what we were talking about. But again, I go back to, because it's who? The Spurs. It's Popovich. By the way, they're the most underrated, maybe not underrated, but the least talked about great franchise in the NBA. You know that?
Yeah, that's correct. But, yeah. Let's go back to the East. The Pacers defeated the Celtics defeated the Pacers 84-74. It looked pretty convincing.
Yeah, and they played bad.
Yeah.
Like, the Celtics didn't have a good game.
Yeah, that's correct.
You know, they had a bad game and beat them bad. That's embarrassing
for the Pacers,
the other team.
Yeah,
for the Pacers. You know what I mean? I'm not a big Pacer fan. I'd like to see Kawhi. You know, I'd like to see the Pacers. I want to see Kyrie stay focused on one thing and not flip flop. You know?
Yeah, Kyrie Irving had 20 points. Marcus Morris had 20. Gordon Hayward had 10, and Al Horford had 10, and Jason Tatum had 15. So it was between that tangent that we're scoring a lot of points.
Well, that's good. That's what they're going to need, because it's not like, you know, Kawhi's no Harden, you know what I mean, or Durant. But he can do the assists. He can do a lot of things. I mean, I still think he's a superstar. But the guy who has to step it up, in my opinion, is Tatum.
Yeah. Tatum is definitely one of the big players of that organization. Let's go to the West. This might be the biggest series of the playoffs in the first round. The Blazers defeated the Oklahoma City Thunder 104-99. I really do think that the Thunder, you know, were close, but the Blazers had to win their first game in 3 years.
Yeah, what's his name? Leonard? Was it Leonard? No. What's the guy that came out firing?
For the Blazers?
For
Portland. We got Leonard. Myers Leonard had had 1 point. That's
it. not him, Leonard, but it was a Leonard.
There's no other Leonard. Alfarik Aminu had 10 points. Enes Kanter had 20. Lillard had 30. McCollum had 24.
It was Lillard.
Yeah, Damian Lillard.
Damian Lillard, he hit a 3-point right off the bat that was at least 5 feet from the arc.
Yeah, he definitely had one of the best performances of the game. But the Thunder, 24 points by Russell Westbrook, 26 by Paul George, and Steve Adams had 17. Dennis Schroeder had 11. It felt like Westbrook and Paul George were like injured. It felt like one or the other were putting ice packs on their knees or on their shoulders. It felt like they're like the only ones carrying the team.
Well, they're concerned. They think that George may be hurt.
Yeah. I mean, he was putting an ice pack on his shoulder, so it's they for sure looked a little bit bruised up. And but also Westbrook had had ice packs on his knees.
Yeah, but I don't think Westbrook is that hurt unless because they were just nobody knows, but they were talking about more about Paul George, so that's alarming, right? Because you need that 1-2. The league is too tough now to not have at least a 1-2 punch. Yeah. I mean, most of them have three or four. You need at least two.
Yeah, I agree. I think the Thunder, it feels like this bracket for them might be the easiest path to get to the Western Conference Final, but they have to go through Portland. And Portland has weapons to definitely advance. And Portland hasn't won a game in 3 years in the playoffs.
Yeah, I know. That's crazy. But, the one thing about Oklahoma that concerns me sometimes, I mean, Russell Westbrook is such a great athlete, and thank God they got Paul George. But sometimes I think when they get in trouble, he tries to do too much, which then it doesn't become a team sport. So, like, I was watching Houston last night, and, Harden still got his. But when it started off, they were winning, and Harden wasn't really even shooting yet.
Yeah. You want to jump into the Houston game?
Up. Oh, I'm sorry. I jumped in.
No. Which the Rockets defeated the Jazz 122-90, which is also another significant series. Are the Rockets the team that, that could, potentially beat the Jazz but also challenge the Warriors?
I don't know yet. I liked what I saw yesterday with Houston when they jumped out without Harden starting it off with the scoring. I mean, I don't mind that he scores. He's got them where they at. I'm just saying to you that if I'm playing against Houston, you know what you're going to get against Harden. But if I get out on the floor and all of a sudden Harden hasn't even shot yet and I'm still losing, we got a problem.
Yeah.
That make sense?
Yeah.
So that's one. Number two, we don't know how this is going to play out with KD. I mean, I'm really surprised about KD. Draymond Green.
You're jumping back
it's hard to talk about a game without talking about, in other words, you may
I skipped
be right.
That series, by the way. I skipped the Warriors and Clippers.
Well, we'll stay. But you know how I am. I go all over the place. That's the reason being is because it's collective. You can't say, do you think they're going to challenge the Warriors, right? Well, I got to tell you what I feel about them at this point. I got to tell you what I feel about them at this point. You know what I mean? Sports is a game of progression, right? But at any one time, something could happen. That's the whole point of having a bench.
Yeah.
Right? You need to have a good bench. If you don't have a good bench, you can be in a lot of trouble. And this is why I'm a little disappointed this year with Tatum. Right, back to Boston. But look, all right, Houston.
You think he's key for Boston,
really well.
Tatum?
I think the rest of the team seems like the one thing you got to give the coach a lot of credit. Right, was that D'Antonio?
Yeah,
D'Antonio. Yeah, okay. You got to give the coach a lot of credit, and then you got to give the players a lot of credit and the organization because you're not hearing a lot of BS coming out of that organization. You're not hearing guys complaining that Harden's shooting. You're not hearing them complaining about all these other pieces. You understand what I mean?
Yeah. Keep in mind, yeah, Houston has Paul Gasol.
You're hearing a superstar team in Golden, the Warriors. You're hearing a whole bunch of crap, which is crazy. My point being is that hopefully the Houston, I think Houston's got a shot, but you don't know yet because, in my opinion, I can't tell you that because the only thing you see is Harden always taking over. It's really when the other guys step up, and last night they stepped up. In my opinion.
They did. Houston Rockets right, because defeated, by the way.
What was the box score?
Utah Jazz. 122-90.
No, what was the box score for the scores?
Okay, so the first... Oh, okay. So...
Just for the whole game, yeah.
For Houston... Oh, wait, so for each player?
Just Houston. How much did Harden score?
Harden scored freaking 29 points. Chris Paul, 14. Clint Capella, 16. Eric Gordon, 17. And P.J. Tucker with 11.
Okay. Who the hell are those other guys on this end? Chris Paul.
Chris Paul got 14 points.
No. My point being is, who are those other guys other than Chris Paul?
Well, James Harden is the other guy.
I didn't. I met him. Obviously, Harden.
Gerald Green. I think I've heard of Gerald Green. Have you? Oh, and Paul Gasol is not with the Rockets. I'm sorry.
No, he's not with the Rockets.
he should
my point
be
is, Green is the guy who started off strong.
Right.
And that's what I like. So if those teams, they kick it up, because remember, you know how I felt. We had the last podcast we had about the Bulls and the Lakers with Jackson. You know, you knew what you were getting by the superstars. It was those other guys that when they stepped up, I would kill you. Right? So Tucker, Green, and another guy, if they continue to step up like that, they're going to be tough. I mean, think about it. What did Harden score? It's sad. He scored 29 points.
That's low. That's low for him. He should score 40.
And that's high. Normally, that's a decent score, right? Okay? He scored 29, and that was low. And they blew him out, right?
Yeah, blew him out 122-90. It was over by the fourth quarter.
No, it was over early. Okay, so you see where that's my point about going back and forth, right? And giving an organization credit, right? Where these guys, you know, most guys complain they're not getting enough shots. Right. And they may have started that way, or maybe someone talked to, or maybe they realized, wait a second, I'm starting to see greatness. Let me just let's ride this out. Let's see how this goes. But then they got to work their butts off. So when they got a shot, they can pick it up. You understand? And I think that's what they did last night. For him to score 29 and they blow the team out. I mean, I'm probably sure you could research real quick when he was scoring his 40, 50s and whatever 60s. See if the differential was the same. Because there was a time Jordan, when he was in the league, when he first started, it was like if he scored over like 30-something points, they had a higher losing percentage than when he scored under that.
By the way, Michael Jordan is the greatest basketball player of all time.
Yeah, okay. You reminding me? Because you know, that's a fact. There's no confusion.
You want to cover the Warriors defeating the Clippers 121-104?
120, yeah, I mean, that was an expected, right? I mean, it was expected.
Which they won without Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant got ousted, I think, 4 minutes before the game ended.
Well, that's not a long time.
No, that's not a long time. That's like, I mean, they pretty won it by then, so.
They also won a championship without Kevin Durant.
True. And they still don't need
it. I would never say they don't need a Kevin Durant.
It helps.
It's a hell, but he's not a hell. It's more than
but they could win without him.
He's just phenomenal. I understand what you're saying. It's just hard for me to say that.
Breaking
and
news.
Being that kind, the magnitude of play, that magnitude of player, you know. But I personally would like to see Golden State stay together for as long as possible.
Breaking news.
And I'm not a Golden State fan. That's the part.
I am a huge... No, I'm kidding. I'm not from Oakland or San Francisco. Breaking news. Zion Williamson has announced he's declaring for the 2019 NBA draft.
Okay. And again, why is that breaking news?
Well, I just saw it on Twitter. I guess people were hoping for him to play another season.
Let your fans know when Victor Orocha is on the line, he's going to give it like a straight talk. Right? Don't tell me breaking news.
That was upcoming news. Everyone knew that was coming.
They were saying he shouldn't even play in the NCAA tournament just in case he gets hurt.
Milwaukee Bucks defeated the Pistons 121-86. Now, this game was over by halftime.
Yeah, I mean, if Griffin doesn't play, they have zero shot.
The Bucks led by as many as 43 points. Never trailed.
Yeah. Well, who's the superstar of the Bucks?
The Greek freak.
I can never.
LaDainian.
Yeah, I can never pronounce his name.
Yeah, no one can pronounce his name.
Went off, man.
Yeah.
He was no joke.
Giannis Antetokounmpo. Giannis.
Oh, Giannis. Okay, let me just remember Giannis. Is about as easy as I can say.
He had 24 points.
Off, man. He was, man. Got to be that big and that athletic and just do what he can do. It's pretty awesome.
Eric Bledsoe.
And then I was laughing because I never saw a shirt that said "Fear the Deer." That's funny as hell.
That's funny. Man. It's pretty smart. I'm not afraid of deer.
Exactly. That's my point.
I know. Eric Bledsoe had 15 points. Pat Connaughton had 10. George Hill had 16. Brooke Lopez has 14, and Chris Middleton had 14. It's funny because I noticed...
That's who it is, Brooke Lopez. I kept seeing his face. I'm like, damn, I know that guy. Damn, you know, I got to know
where he's
played for
the Nets, right?
Yeah, he's been a journeyman, but, you know, he's Latin, so I want to know who he is. What's important to me, though, when I look, what's always important for me that I look at, though, besides the scores, like, let's just take this game real quick. Give me the box scores. Like, what was the free throw percentage? What was offensive rebounds versus defensive rebounds?
That's a lot. I cannot cover that. We have no time to cover that
next
in the show
time.
Right now.
All right. I wonder if we'll cover that now. But that's always important to me because that's how I teach some kids. Right? You got to see these things because that affects the game.
Detroit.
Big time.
Reggie Jackson had 12 points. Andre Drummond had 12 points. Luke Kennard had 21 points. So you're right. Without Blake Griffin, I think they're in trouble. It feels like this will be a sweep. Don't you?
Yeah. It's impossible to this is like the opposite of your comment that they don't need KD. They need Blake Griffin.
They need KD. Anything else before we head into game predictions?
No, I'm good. I'm excited. I hate when Golden State plays at 10:30 at night, but other than that.
I'm going to watch the whole thing.
You are?
No, kidding. Let's start with the East. The Brooklyn Nets at the Philadelphia 76ers. It's a must win. Must win for the Sixers.
Sixers.
Okay.
So there's no doubt they're going to win.
Scoreline?
What time? Nah, I don't know. I'm terrible at scoring.
They win. 8 p.m. on TNT with Charles Barkley. 10:30 tonight.
My man, Charles Barkley.
And by the way, TNT will be on all night. And the second doubleheader is Clippers at the Warriors.
Yeah, but that's at 10:30. Yeah. Warriors.
There you go. Warriors. Me too. I picked the Warriors. I think Warriors and the Sixers are going to win tonight. And random question, what is your favorite wild animal? Elephant, the tiger, the lion, or the leopard?
I have to pick out of those?
Yes.
The lion.
Really? Why?
He's the king of the jungle, baby.
That's true. And have you seen the Star Wars trailer that came out last Friday?
No.
Okay. You should watch it after the show.
The Star Wars trailer. Okay. It better be better than the Joker.
I don't know. It's kind of tied. But you know, a lot of good trailers have been coming out this past month.
The Joker was terrible. You liked it. I didn't like it.
You didn't like it? Well, you watched it live during the sports cast, so it was definitely different. But anyways.
Yeah.
Vic, how can people reach you to talk to you about the Masters?
Okay. They can easily reach me on just go to Victor, V-I-C-T-O-R, Arocho, A-R-O-C-H-O, com. My contact, everything is there. I have support, phone number. Feel free to call me on anything on sports, anything on, you know, we're a sales development firm, so I like to always make the parallels between sports and sales and mental toughness. But, hey, I wish everybody the best.
And follow us on the Sportscast at the Sportscast 1. Go to thesportscast.net for their latest articles, and, you know, we'll talk about a lot about college football. Our big show is next Wednesday, the 24th. We'll be talking about NFL draft preview, what's going to happen, and Vic will be joining us, I hope, and he'll have his top. We'll be predicting the first round of the NFL draft, and we'll definitely be very excited. Like the big show, we'll have Tyler on, Justin Riley on, and maybe Ryan Krista. So we'll definitely see some action, some debate, and see who will be entering this 2019, which was not hyped a couple of months ago. Now it's getting really hyped right now. So really excited to see, you know, great players, you know, and seeing teams that need players to get signed so they can improve progression, like Victor says. Well, Victor, appreciate you coming on to the Sportscast.
Well, as always, it's been a pleasure. I really enjoy your show. And hopefully we want more people to be watching and listening. I think you got some good topics all the time. So I appreciate the opportunity.
No problem.
So thank you very much. All righty.
Go Nets.
You have a great day. Bye.